Okay, Chevra, good evening, and once again, welcome to the Washington Heights Congregation weekly Gemara Shiur. We are learning Maseches Sukkah, and we've been doing Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, going over to Tes Zayin Amud Beis, just to kind of refresh your memory. And the reason I have to do this is because it wasn't that long ago, like around an hour ago, that I had to refresh my own memory, because from week to week, it's not always easy to remember what you've done. But we spoke last week about a Machlokes HaTanoim on the principle of Mechitza Tluya, meaning we know that the Mechitza of a Sukkah has to be 10 Tfachim tall. The Shaila is that 10 Tfachim ground up? Right? Is that the only type of mechitza? The Tanna Rabbi Yossi has a chiddush. The Tanna Rabbi Yossi says that there's something called a mechitza tluya, which is that if I have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim, and the mechitza is on the top, right? It's 10 tefachim hanging. It's like a curtain. It doesn't touch the ground at all. The Tanna Rabbi Yossi says that mechitza tluya is materis as well. That even a hanging mechitza is going to be kosher. That seems to be the Machlokes HaTanoim, and we'll come back to this in a few moments. We'll come back to it. There's a Gemara though that we read last week briefly, and the Gemara basically, to just refresh our memories, the Gemara wanted to suggest that even the Tanna Reb Yossi, who says that Mechitza Tluya helps, perhaps that's only true with respect to Sukkah, but with respect to Shabbos, it doesn't help. Since the din of Sukkah is just that it's a mitzvah, so if you don't do the mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah. We'll clap al chet. You're a bad person if you don't do a mitzvah, but it's not like such a terrible disaster. Shabbos, because there's a potential real iser skila, even though the din that we're dealing with, the din is Rabbanan, but because Shabbos could have a potential Isser Skila, so that's why the halacha is that Mechitza Tluya, according to Reb Yossi, only helps by Sukkah. It does not help by Shabbos. That's what we focused on last week. So the Gemara says, V'im Tomar, let's just pick up, I scroll down, it is like towards the top of the page, V'im Tomar. If you have a problem, again, we're saying that Mechitza Tluya only helps by Sukkah. Even if you hold it helps, it only helps by Sukkah, not by Shabbos. Vim Tomar, if you can ask a question, Ma'isashe Na'ase Bitsipori Alpi Mi Na'ase Lo Alpi Reb Yossi Ela Alpi Reb Yishmael B'Reb Yossi. There was an episode that happened in Tzipori. The Gemara tells in a moment what that episode was. And that was an episode that happened on Shabbos. According to the Yisod that we just developed, that the Tanna Reb Yossi only says Mechitza Tluya helps by Sukkah. Reb Yossi does not say that Mechitza Tluya helps by Shabbos. So that episode that happened in Tzipori, who, according to which authority, was that episode? Logic would dictate that that episode happened according to Reb Yossi, because Reb Yossi was the chief rabbi of Tzipori. That was his job. So min ha-svara, it should have been according to Reb Yossi. The problem is that it can't be according to Reb Yossi, because we just said that Reb Yossi only permits Mechitza Tluya on Sukkah. He does not permit Mechitza Tluya on Shabbos. So who was that story according to? Zakhtimar, was it according to Reb Yossi? Ela alpi, Reb Yishmael, Reb Yossi. That story is true only according to Reb Yishmael, Reb Yossi. The episode there, apparently, Rashi comments, was after Reb Yossi died. So therefore, that story is only according to Reb Yishmael, Reb Yossi. My, so what's the story? Dechi Asa Revdimi. Revdimi came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael. Omar, he said, Pamacha shachuv rohivu sefer Torah me'erev Shabbos. One time they forgot to bring the Sefer Torah from before Shabbos. Right? We noted that they used to keep the Sefer Torah in the private home because they were worried that maybe someone would come and steal the Sefer Torah. The halacha is that you need an Eruv Chatzeros. You're not allowed to carry from one private home to another private home. And because that's the equivalent of carrying from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or something. You can't carry from a private home into a chatzer, into a semi-public, semi-private area, unless you have an. You need that box of matzahs, which allows you to carry. So once upon a time, Pamachas, they forgot to bring the Sefer Torah from Erev Shabbos. So Lomachar, the next day, Pirsu Sadinim al Gabei Ha'amudim. The next day, they spread sheets on pillars. Ve'viu Sefer Torah v'karubo. The next day, they spread sheets on top of pillars, and then they bring the Sefer Torah and they lane. Now, when they spread the sheets, what they're really doing is they are cutting the other homes off from this home. The Sefer Torah is in home A, is in Shmerel's house. They spread the sheets. Now they're dividing Shmerel's house from the other homes in the chatzer, and then they'll carry the Sefer Torah from Shmerel's house into the shul because they have this mechitza that they just put up that breaks the other homes off from Shmerel's house. But the Gemara has a question. Pirsu Salka Daitoch, the Gemara has a kasha. How could they spread the mechitzos? How can you bring mechitzos on Shabbos? Rashi understands that this question means Mehechan Heviyum b'Shabbos. Rashi understands that the shaila is how could they bring a mechitza? How could they bring cloth on Shabbos? That would be an iser of hotza'ah. That'd be an iser of carrying on Shabbos. How can you take a cloth to spread it between the posts so that you have a mechitza? Frekt Rashi. Rashi understands the Gemara's kasha that you're not allowed to do that. Mehechan heviyum. How can you do that? It's carrying. Ella. Zok the Gemara matzu sadinim perusim al gabei ha'amudim veheviu sefer Torah v'karubo. The case is that they found sheets which already were on the pillars, and then they bring a sefer Torah. Meaning, according to Rashi, the back and forth in this Gemara is as follows: the Gemara has a kasha. How did they bring the sheet? You can't bring a sheet. That would be an aveira of carrying on Shabbos. The answer, Zok Rashi, is that they didn't bring the sheet. The sheet was already there. All they did is they spread the sheet. And spreading a sheet, Rashi holds, is permitted on Shabbos. Now, this long Tosis over here, you see Pirsu, goes on and on and on and on. So I'm not going to read it inside. But I'll just comment that Tosfos is medayik from Rashi, and it's pretty evident. This is what Rashi says: that the back and forth in the Gemara is how did they move the sheet? Shouldn't that be an aveira of carrying on Shabbos? The Gemara answers, you know what? They didn't really move the sheet. They didn't carry the sheet from some outside area. There's no iser of chutzah. But all they did is they pulled the sheet, they spread the sheet. And spreading a sheet, according to Rashi, is mutter. Tosfos begins to jump up and down and spit wood and nickels, as the expression goes. And Tosfos says, one second, Rashi, you're telling me that they're not allowed to carry the sheet? Well, can't you just be creative? Right? Be creative. Put a sheet on as a beged. Right, maybe you'll put a sheet on, like you'll wrap it up very nice, it'll look like some sort of outfit. Who says that you have to carry? That's one ha'ara that Tosis makes. Tosis asks Akasha, what's the problem of carrying? It's not necessarily that there's an issue of carrying, because maybe they'll wrap it up as a beged. Moreover, Tosa says, according to Rashi, they found the sheet already attached to the posts, and then they pull it. Frek Tosfos, that should be an iser of building a mechitza on Shabbos. Tosfos understands, and this is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos understands that the malacha of bona on Shabbos, when they say you're not allowed to build on Shabbos, according to Tosfos, that means that not only cannot I not build a house on Shabbos, but I'm also not allowed to build a mechitza on Shabbos if the mechitza will allow me to do something I could not previously have done. That's called building a mechitza materes on Shabbos. Rashi holds that the maskana of our Gemara is that they found the sheets attached to the posts and they pull it across. And Zukt Rashi, there is no iser of building a mechitza hamateres on Shabbos. The fact that now they are pulling the sheet, and because they pulled the sheet, that enables me to carry the Sefer Torah from, what did we call him, Shmendrik's house to my house? According to Rashi, that's not a problem. Building a mechitza materes on Shabbos is perfectly fine, according to Rashi. But Tosfos holds that there's an iser to build a mechitza materes on Shabbos. According to Tosfos, you are not allowed to build a mechitza that will allow you to do something which you could not previously do. Therefore, according to Tosfos, you have to read the Gemara. And it's kind of a little difficult in terms of just understanding the scenario. But Tosfos is going to say that the case is that they have like their eureka moment. Eureka! Suddenly they notice that there are sheets there. They never noticed it beforehand. Oh, they notice that there's a sheet, right? According to Tosfos, you can't pull the sheet to enable you to carry the Sefer Torah from Shimon's house to the shul. They can't pull the sheet because that would be building a mechitza materes. Rather, according to Tosfos, you have to say that they found the sheet up already. So we pointed out that there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, a fundamental machlokas about the malacha of bona. Rashi holds that the malacha of bona is only to build something that is a house. A house means you have walls and a roof. Right? That's a house. Tosfos says that the malacha of bona on Shabbos is even if I build a mechitza hamateres. Even if I build a mechitza that enables me to do something I previously did not do. So last week we were on this, and if I remember correctly, last week I said an idea, but I may have said it a little too quickly. So I'd like to just, it's my chiddush. I like it. So therefore, I'm going to say it again because I think maybe I said it too quickly last week. But it seems to me that this machlokas Rashi and Tosfos relates to another machlokas Rashi and Tosfos regarding the malacha of bona. We have a principle in halacha called ein binyan bekelim. Ein binyan bekelim means that the malacha of bona does not apply to kelim. That's the halacha. Tosfos, however, in many places, primarily in Shabbos, let's say Kuf Beis Amid Beis, Tosfos has a yesod that ein binyan bekelim is not categorical. There is a type of bona that applies by kelim. You can violate the malach of bona if you make a keli mitchila ad sof. If you make a keli gomor, you fashion a keli, you like take clay and you put it together, and now you have candlesticks, whatever it is, that is, according to Tosfos, the malacha of bona. When we say ein binyan bekelim, according to Tosfos, all that means is that if I'm putting kelim together in a loose fashion, or if I have all of the items present and I just like bend it into shape, like I know when I put up a tent, so the tent has like these long, sticks that hold the tent into place. And it comes like very short, no? It's like a tiny little thing. And then you pull it out and you fasten it into place. That's the type of keli that ein binyan bekelim according to Tosfos. You have all the items together, you're just like attaching it, you're just squeezing it, you're just putting it into place. But if you make a keli mitzchila itself, according to Tosfos, we say yesh binyan bekelim. Rashi, however, holds that categorically, Bean Bingen Kalem. There's no such thing as Bon Abay Kalem. But years ago, when I was learning Shabbos, I'm pretty sure I remember this story accurately. So Rabbi Sabalovsky said something to the effect of that maybe the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos relates to whether the Malacha of Boneh has to be something that's Dumya de Mishkan, or is the Malacha of Boneh doing something that's Choshev? Rashi holds that the Malacha of Boneh is only building stuff like the Mishkan. That's the Malacha of Boneh. In the Mishkan, they built stuff. You can't do what they did in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they built a Mishkan. You can't do that. Kalim is not part of the Mishkan. I mean, that's actually, I guess, between the Rambam and, pardon me, there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, no? The Rambam holds that building of the Kalim is also part of the mitzvah of Ba'asuli Mikdash, and the Ramban says that no, that the Kalim is not the Mikdash, no? But assuming that the Kalim is not the Mikdash, that Mikdash is only the Mikdash, Ba'asuli Mishkan v'shachanti b'tocham means only the mitzvah is building the structure. The Kalim is a separate mitzvah. If that's the case, that the Kalim is, you know what happened? I throat. Hey, try it again. If you hold that the Malacha of Boneh is based on what they did in the Mishkan, and you hold that Mishkan is only not the Kalim. So that's why Rashi says that there is a principle of Ein Binyan B'Kelam. It's a categorical rule. There's no such thing as Bona B'Kelam. Tosfos, however, disagrees. Tosfos says that Ein Binyan B'Kelam means if I just bend something into place, that's not a Choshev Maisa, so then I'm not in violation of Bona. But if I do a Maisa that's Choshev, then I do violate the Malacha Bona. This is an idea I heard from Rabbi Sabalovsky many years ago. It would seem to me that based on this idea, we can explain the other machlokas or rashi hypothesis that we just encountered. I'm hearing some background noise from somebody. Okay. But Tosis basically says that if you build a mechitza materes, if you build a mechitza that allows you to do something that you couldn't previously do before Shabbos, that's also Malacha Bona. Rashi says there's no such thing as an Isser of making a Mechitza. I think that's Lashita Sam. Because according to Tosis, the Malacha of Bona is doing a Maisa that's Chashuv. So therefore, if I build an entire Kele that's a Maisa Chashuv, therefore I'm Chayiv. Therefore, if I make a Mechitza Materes, I build a mechitza in front of my svarim. Now I can have tashmish hamita. I build a mechitza that enables me to do something I couldn't do beforehand. It's a mechitza materes. Mechitza materes, that's choshev. If it's choshev, so therefore, that's a malacha of boneh. Rashi, however, says that no, just because it's choshev doesn't mean it's boneh, because it has to be something like what was done in the Mishkan. Building the Mishkan is walls and a roof. That's what a Mishkan is. If it's not rolls and roof, it's not. So this is an idea that I mentioned last week. I think I did it a little too quickly. Any questions or comments on this point?
Two questions.
Mishkan also has areas that are being hung when the Mishkan is built,
Yeah.
right? So the part of the Mishkan is also areas, and also like how do you explain like if you made crushing, which had to be very precise. One had to fit into the other, so that's definitely Boneh, right? And it's building basically a keli because it's like
That's a
each
good
Koresh
question.
by itself.
So Joseph's asking a good question. Joseph is saying that, listen, The Mishkan Lecha'ora was building Kelim because what they did is they take the Kroshim and they stick it into the Adonim. It's Ki'ilu, a very big Lego set. Now you have like these posts that go into. Apparently, that was considered, the Mishkan is considered Mechubar Lekarka, right? Because the Mishkan was meant to be in a place for a very long time. Mechubar Lekarka doesn't have to be that it's mamish attached. Mechubar Lekarka means it's on the ground and you don't plan on moving it. Moreover, the halacha considers karka, right, as opposed to keli. A keli is something that's not machzik arba'im su'ah. If you have a very large keli, everybody holds that's karka, and it would seem that the mishkan is a very large keli, so it had the din of karka. Your question in terms of the yirios. So I would say that the Urios were put on top of the Karashim, right? Or the Urios, the roof of the Mishkan, no? They have the Atze Techashim, the Saskona, whatever they are. So that's what makes it the Mishkan. Yes, it's walls and the roof. That's what the Mishkan was, right? Your Kasha, that I shouldn't it be Kalim more than Karkas, I have two answers. Either it's intended to live there for a very long time, right? Or very long in the sense of you never know when you're going to move. Because Api Hashem Yachan or Api Hashem Yisau, they can move at any moment. No Saf Al Kach, it could be that it's like a Kalim that's Machzik Arbon Sa'ah, so therefore has a din of Karka. Did I answer your question, Joseph?
Yeah, kind of, because each Koresh by itself is Adanov and all the sockets, right? They were built separately, and Koresh is by itself is not a karka. Koresh is
the Keresh was a board, right? But it went into the Adonim, and the entire Mishkan together was it, right?
So it kind of, yeah, it's still made out of kelim, in my opinion, still made out of pieces.
Yeah, so again, if I take many kelim and I put them together, that's mamish bona.
If, yeah,
like a house of bricks, right?
Did the bricks
in the ground to be considered a house? Let's say I build brick on top of brick on top of brick. I never dig down in the ground. It's just on top of the ground. That's also binyan, no? That's considered binyan bekarka. I think the mission is also binyan bekarka. That's why I understand it.
Yeah, but when you put it together, it's binyan bekarka. But when you make each individual brick, it's not binyan bekarka.
Konami, each individual brick wouldn't be binyan bekarka, but the totality of building the mishkan is considered binyan bekarka. Right? That's the point. Okay. Any other comments, or should we learn some more Gemara, Chevra? Kale is voting for more Gemara. I could tell. I could tell. Okay. Weiter, zekti Gemara. Amar Rav Chista Amar Avimi. It's like I scrolled up the page. Rav Chista says name of Avimi. Machzelas arba'a umashahu materis besuka mishum dofen. If you have a machzelas, is like a mat, and it's a little more than four tfachim, that can count as a wall of a sukkah. Now, a wall of a sukkah has to be 10. Okay, this is very difficult mathematics, Chevra. A wall has to be 10. Yet the Gemara says, if I have a machzelas, a mat, which is four and a teeny bit, that counts. That counts as a daifen, counts as a wall. Heichi of it, how do you do that? The Gemara says, toli le be'emtza, pachos mishlosha lamata, upachos mishlosha lamayla, v'cho pachos mishlosha kilavadami. Zuck the Gemara, that you have this wall of four tfachim, you have this mat of four tfachim, you put it three tfachim from the ground, three tfachim from the schach, four plus three equals 10 tfachim, then it's good. I have three tfachim from the ground, that helps me din lavud. Right? The halacha of lavud is, it's a halacha l'mashmisina that we encounter at the beginning of the Masechta Daf Hey. Lavud tells me that we fill in space. Whenever you have space less than three tfachim, less than, let's say, 11 inches, we fill it in. So now I have a mat, which is four tfachim, but based on the magic of lavud, four becomes 10. Because 4 plus 3 plus 3, 4 plus 3 at the bottom, 4 plus 3 at the top. Now I miraculously have 10 tefachim. Zach the Gemara, pshita. That's l'chaira obvious, of course. Right? 4 plus 3 plus 3 equals 10. Right? I also went to third grade. Why do you need that? Oh, the Gemara says, mahu detema, chad lavud aminan, shrei lavud lo aminan. Kamash Malan. Zakti Gemara. I would have thought that we only say one lavud. We don't say two lavuds. I would say that the halacha of lavud only allows you to go one way, either up or down. But to have a thing of four tefachim in the middle and you want to go both up and down, that you can't do. Kamash Malan. That we say lavud in two directions. That's the Gemara. Look at Taisus, mahu detema. Mahu detema chad lavud aminan, shrei lavud lo aminan. Right? The hav aminan is that I only say one lavud, not two. Vitema. Taisus asks, dahanami milsa de pshitahi de machshirin lael, kana kana pachos migimel. The dolphin sukkah, the dolphin Shabbos. For Taisus, of course, you say two lavuds. We have a halacha of kana kana. Right? I can build my entire sukkah post like this. You see my fingers? One, two, three. Right? You just have, I always get wrong. Which one is this? Is this vertical or horizontal when it's standing straight up? That's vertical, right?
Vertical.
Vertical. Thank you. So I could build a sukkah if I just have vertical, 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 one post, each post within three tefachim, and that's going to be my sukkah. So, Frektoisvist, we see in that case also that I'm saying lovehood in two directions. Because, let's go, I have A, B, C, D, right? So I'm saying lovehood between A and B, that's one. Lovehood between B and C, that's two. So isn't it also obvious that we say lovin in two directions? We had that as a Gemara on Daf. Pardon me. We had that as a Gemara on Daf Zayin. The Tosus answers, Dishema Zalka Daitach L'chalek Bein Shasi L'erev. Tosus says, maybe we only say lovin in two directions if it's Shasi, but not if it's Erev. Maybe I only say lavud in two directions, right? Shasi is when it is vertical, right? That's what Kayla told me a minute ago. It means vertical. So maybe only by verticals can you say two lavuds. But by horizontal, you can't say two lavuds. Our Gemara, you have a mat of four tefachim in the middle, right? So that's horizontal. You're going to say up and down. So maybe that you don't do. Maybe we only say it by vertical, not by horizontal. Can anyone possibly explain what on earth is the difference between vertical and horizontal? Why would you think that you only say lavud in two directions if it is vertical, but not horizontal? So I have a couple of mahalchem. I'll say first the approach that's probably correct. There is a sefer that's a classic sefer on Maseches Erevin called the Gon Yaakov. The Gon Yaakov and Erevin on Daf Tes Zayin. The Gemara over there has this type of line about that we only say lavud maybe on Shasi, not on Erev, only on verticals, not horizontals. The Gon Yaakov says, because there's a fundamental halacha called a Pesach. Right? When I build our Erev around the heights, I don't have wall the whole time. It's not like a stockade. What I have is Tzuras HaPesach. People walk through doorways. We build like imaginary door frames around town. Doorways usually go that you have two verticals. Most doorways aren't that like the, that you have to climb up and through, no? Most doors are not in a horizontal sort of way. So the Gon Yaakov suggests that maybe the difference between Shasi and Erev is because with Shasi, it's more similar to a doorway. Let's finish the Taisus, and then I'll give the other Perushim. The Ein Lahakshos, Ditiski Bishnei Chavolem, Sha'ovyan Yeser Mitefach, Vaminon Lovod, Kida Ashkechon Parakama de Erevin, de Makifin Bishlosha Chavolem, Vahocha Bishnayim Sagi, because Ha'aminon Hasan Dol Hitir Ala Bishayara. Tosfos has a kasha. He says, how come in our Gemara we need to have four tefachim, right? You need a machzelas of four tefachim, a mat of four tefachim. Why don't you just have a string on the top, a string on the bottom? Why do you need the whole thing, right? Just have a string and a string, right? Something like this. I just have two strings. You see my black lines like strings, and each one will be within lovehood. So maybe that's good enough. Why do you need the whole mat? So Tosfos answers, well, the Gemara in Erevin says that there are certain kulas which only apply to a shayara. A shayara is that if you have a camp, let's say you're going on a war or something like that, right? Like in the Israeli army today, they have to build an Erev because you're on some sort of mission or whatever it is. So by Shayara, they have kulas that they allow you to build a unidirectional mechitza. Ordinarily, a mechitza has to be both Shasi and Erev, has to be both warp and woof, both vertical and horizontal. There's a special kula by Shayara that they allow weaker mechitzas. Zok Taisvis, in our Gemara, we do not want to give you such a big kula of just a string across and across. We have to have a full machzelas, a full mat, because just a string would be the type of kula that we would only invoke by Shayara. We would only invoke it by an encampment. Okay, so let's just go back. Right, we'll talk about the end of this Tosfos. It's 8:05, so I'll have to make sure that we get there. But Tosfos at the beginning develops a yesod that perhaps I only say two lovuds by verticals, not by horizontals. Tosfos then develops the idea that maybe a mechitza that's only one way will only help by Shayara. It won't help elsewhere. But apparently, the one way which is a problem is one way of Erev. It's one way of horizontal. But one way vertical is more likely to be okay. And we tried to explain the idea based on the Gon Yaakov that a Pesach, a doorway, usually is more vertical than horizontal. Rav Soloveitchik and his Shiurim and the Arech Laner and the Pnei Yehoshua, they all have like a similar idea. That maybe the Lovod, remember, the Chiddush of our Gemara is that I say Lovod in two directions. I have a machzelas, I have a mat, I say Lovod going up and going down. So for Ektaisis, of course you say Lovod in two directions. We know that by the verticals, you say Lovod in two directions. So the Rav said that no. By the vertical, when I say Lovod in two directions, all the Lovods is conceptually the same. The Lovod just means that you're filling things in. However, the Lovod of going up and down, the Lovod by the Machatzeles, the Lovod going down is one halacha, and the Lovod going up is a different halacha. The Rav said that the Lovod going down is a halacha that kol samach legimel tfachim is ka'aras samich dedamya. Anything that's within three tfachim of the ground, we view it like it's the ground. The Lovod going up is not that it's considered ka'ar asmichta. The love of going up is something akin, it's something similar to the principle of good asik mechitza, of raising a mechitza up, or it's something similar to chavut rami, that I have a ceiling and I drop it down. It's based on different halachic principles, the Rav said. And therefore, unlike when it's a vertical, that everything gets filled in, it's all the same halachic category, but the principle of lavud going down is a different principle than lavud going up. And that's why the Gemara has a kasha, mahu detema. I would have thought they only say one lavud. Kamashon, you say two lavuds. Because I would have thought that maybe we only hold of one din of lavud. We only hold of the din of lavud, let's say, going down, which is like aris amichta. But we don't hold the lavud going up, which is something like good asik. Now, we have to be careful. We have to be careful. When I speak about a lavud that it's like ara semichto, I speak about a lavud that's like the ground. That cannot mean that the lavud is mamish like the ground. The Ritva makes the comment. I need a mechitz of a total of 10 tfachim. You see my beautiful picture over here? Right? You see my picture? You have, right? This is the machzelas in the middle. Right, I'm going to have three tefachim this way and three tefachim this way. Right, this is my beautiful picture. Can people see it? Maybe not. I would share a screen, but see, if I have three tefachim, see now I have my machzelos in the middle and I have three tefachim going up. I have three tefachim going down. It can't mean that aras michta means that like the ground goes all the way up. Because if the ground goes all the way up, I no longer have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim tall, the Ritva says. Because the ground goes all the way up, that means I just have 7 tefachim. And if the halacha really is chavut rami, that like I lower that ceiling, so now it's I have only 4 tefachim, right? Because I just condensed everything. So that can't be. But the principle is that lovad is kistima. That's the way the Ritva says it here. Lavud means it's so same, it fills things in, but nonetheless, filling in downward is a different mechanism than filling in upward. Filling in downward is a mechanism that ground level is not always even. And sometimes stuff is considered on the ground, even though it's not mamish flush to the ground. That's the principle that Rav Salvechik, the Pnei Yeshua, the Erech Laner, all developed. I thought this is actually true according to the Chazon Ish, La Halacha. The Chazon Ish in one place writes that when you have a Tzuris HaPesach, we have, you know, these things that we use as the Erev around town, the Chazon Ish writes that it can't be broken in the middle. The Konamikan, the post of the Tzuris HaPesach, can't be broken in the middle. Even if that break is less than Lavur, the Chazon Ish says it's no good. Yet the Chazon Ish says that if I have my kanami kan the tzuras haPesach, it's not mamish touching the ground, it's still going to be kosher. So nishela tasha eila, how could that be? If you don't say lavud within a kanami kan of a tzuras haPesach, how come we say the lavud when the tzuras haPesach is not mamish touching the ground? The answer is that it's a different halacha of lavud. The halacha of touching the ground, the halacha of being attached to the ground is based on the principle of aris and mechtadamya. The Gemara in Shabbos in Perek HaZorek has an expression that you can't take like a tweezer and like pluck up the ground to make everything all thoroughly even. Right? That's the halacha of Ara Semichta. It's a different lumdus than the lavud going up. That's the principle that we're developing. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back to this maybe if I'm in a good mood in a few minutes. Let's go fight in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kamashon, I even say two lavuds. Meisvei. The Gemara says, Kasha. Machzelas shiv'a umashahu materes besuka mishum dofen. Frek the Gemara, Kasha, we have a braisa that says that the machzelas, that the mat of 7 works as a dofen. You told me that we say lavud even in 2 directions. And therefore you could have a machzelas of 4. And that counts as a wall, because 4 + 3 at the bottom plus 3 at the top equals 10. But we have a braisa that says a machzelas of 7, that the mat has to be 7 tefachim. to count as a dolphin? Which one is it? That's a kasha. So my answer is no. Kitanya hahi besuka gedola. That case is talking about a very big sukkah. By big, we mean tall. By big, we mean tall. Right? The sukkah is really high up. So the sukkah is really high up. So then what we're going to do is we'll need 7 tfachim of the mat. My kamashmlon, the mishalshal and defanos momal lamata, kreb yaisi. The chiddush is that we take walls from top down, like what Rabbi Yossi said, meaning that the case is going to be that I have my schach over here, and I have a 7 tefach curtain coming down from the schach, but it's not touching the schach. I have a 3 tefach gap between the schach and my curtain, and that's good enough. I have a total of 7, because 7 plus the 3 on top is going to be kosher. 7 plus 3 equals 10. But that curtain is not touching the ground. And the chiddush is that I go according to Reb Yossi, that mechitza tluya is matir. So the way we're learning the Gemara, kitanya hahi besuka gedola, right? We're talking about, and this is the way Rashi by us has it, we're talking about a suka gedola, meaning the suka is super high, and I have a mat of 7 tfachim that I hang within 3 of the schach, but 7 plus 3 equals 10, and all is grand. Zok taisis. Let's look at the next taisis. Ki tanya hibasuki gedola. Tosis bigavoa harbe. Shen yacholama shnei levodim. It's so high, you can't say levod twice. Hilkach, boi machatzeles shiva umashahu. Uma amida bepachos mishlosha samach lekarka. Right? Tosis quotes a Rashi that we don't have. The way we have the Rashi, it's the way I said it, that the 7 tfachim is close to the ceiling. But Tosis quotes a Rashi that it is samach lekarka. It's near the ground. Aval, right? In other words, I have a 7 tefach mechitza. It's within 3 tfachim of the ground. So it's the same thing, just you're going bottom up instead of top down. 3 at the bottom plus the 7 of the machzalas equals 10. So it's going at the bottom. Abba b'chos, Ram Garcina, my kamash, the mishasha, the fans, mamala, lamata, krebiosi. The fika, sir, lefash, amida, lamaila, bimpachos, mishosha, samchasrach, my field gavar, habi, minarets, ksheira, krebiosi, masisna, machzitsa, tsuli, materas. Tosis says that according to the text, the way we have it in the Gemara, the idea is that we're starting at the top and it's going down, and the chiddush is that we're going according to Rabbi Yossi. The Rush in Siman Lamed Aleph, the Rush comments an interesting idea. He says that the Rav Yah paskins like Rabbi Yossi, that mechitza tluya helps by yisukah. Most Rishonim, the Bahag, etc., Ga'inim, Rishonim, most of Poskim follow the Tanakama, that Mechitza Tzuliyah does not help by a sukkah. But the Rav and a couple of others that the Rush quotes as well, I can take a quick peek. The Rav Amram, the Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rav Yah, actually, you can see the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's on the top of Zion, it's on top of Yud Zion Amar Aleph. They pass him like Rabbi Yossi that Mechitza Tluya helps by a sukkah. They pass him Rabbi Yossi that Mechitza Tluya helps by a sukkah, and their raya is from our Gemara. Again, because our Gemara says we go according to Rabbi Yossi. Obviously, according to the version of Rashi that Tosis had, so our Gemara is not saying that at all. Our Gemara is saying something that goes from the bottom up. But according to the other version, it goes top down. Now, L'cha'ora, I just saw today's the Yartzeit of the Sfas Emes, no? So you should say Tayyar from the Sfas Emes and Anav is Yartzeit. So the Sfas Emes talks about this idea. The Rav Yah, the Rabbeinu Chananel, Reb Amram, they pass him like Reb Yossi. That means that mechitzah tefuya helps by a sukkah. Right? That would be, by the way, like everyone this year was talking about how to build a sukkah in a way that allows a lot of airflow. No? So according to this, it's gewaldic. You have schach up on top and you have 10 tefach walls just hanging down. And that's fine. Because, right, the Rabbi Nochanan, the Rav Yo, they pask in that mechitza tefuya helps by a sukkah. So Sfas asks, one second, does that mean that I could be sitting out in Mamish in the open air? There are mechitzas 20 feet up, 10 tefach mechitzas that are hanging down. But where I'm sitting, there ain't nothing near me. There are no walls at all, living or dead. Is that good? So this Fas MS says, to quote my favorite movie ever, inconceivable. Right? It can't be. Can it sein? Right? You're sitting and you're not inside the mechitza. So it can't be. I'm not so sure. Why not? Why not? If the halacha allows me to use my halachic imagination to take those things that are hanging up and drop them down, so who says I have to be inside the, who says that the walls have to be opposite where I'm sitting? Another ha'ara I think that would emerge, according to the Rav Yah and the Rabbeinu Chananel, that we pass on like Reb Yossi, l'cha'ora, they would have to be okay with canvas mechitzos, no? There's a whole discussion in Poskim about like the canvas mechitzos because, right, they fly through the air with the bread in hari, right? They blow, right? So maybe it's not kosher because it blows. Well, if the mechitzos starts on the ground and goes up, so it's very shy, that's not really blowing. But if it starts on the top, it's mamish going to blow. It's very unlikely that you have like strings like that you tie it down to such an extent that it doesn't blow, especially if like, you have 10 tefachim all the way up. It's very unlikely. So you get an impression from the Reb Yossi L'chol HaPachos that a blowing mechitza, a canvas mechitza, might suffice. Okay, let's go on, Chevra. Again, we don't paskin like Reb Yossi, even though the Rav Yeh, the Rabbi Nochanan, don't paskin like him. We don't paskin like him, probably because of the other girsa in the Gemara. Amar Reb Ami, right? Five lines from the bottom. I'm Reb Ami. Pas arba'a umashahu matir besuka mishum dofin umukim le bepachos mishloshet fachim samach ledofin v'chol pachos mishloshet samach ledofin kulava dummy. Reb Ami says that if I have a sukkah, I'll explain this Gemara the way Rashi and Taisa seem to learn it. I have one complete wall over here. The halacha of a sukkah is that you need two complete walls, which are made like a Greek letter gamma, two complete intersecting walls. And the third wall can be only a tefach. Right? We have that halacha in Dav Zayin, elsewhere. It's like one of the Yisodos in Masech HaSukkah. Shtaim kol chosin shlishas afil tefach. Our Gemara is mechadesh, that the second complete wall need not really be a complete wall. I have one complete wall. Then they have something of four tefachim, like my other hand. There's a space between this wall and this. This space is less than three tefachim. That's good enough. That's what Rabbi says. A pas arba umashahu is matir besukha mishum dolphin. If you have a board that's four tefachim, that counts as a wall of a sukkah, based on the rule of Lord. And the chiddush is my kamashon, how kamashon the shir meshach sukkah ketana shiva. The chiddush is that the dimension of a sukkah is seven tefachim. Seven tefachim is considered the dimensions of a small sukkah. That's what the Gemara says. So our Gemara tells me basically, right, what would seem to be the biggest leniency in Judaism that our Gemara could come up with, which is that you could have one complete wall and then a four tefach wall on the other side, and four plus three equals another complete wall of seven. And then you'll have on the third side somewhere, you have a tiny little one tefach, and that's your shtein kol chasan shlishis afilu tefach. And this is our Gemara. That's how Tais understands the Gemara. Pachos migimel samach l'dofen. Tosa says a mitzvah sukkah shtei defanos, etc. Right, and therefore yesh kan shtei defanos shlemos. You have two complete walls. Beautiful. V'tema. Bottom line in Taisus. V'tema. Lomali pas arba. Yase pas shnei tfachim. V'yamidenu samach l'dofen. V'yachik shleisha tfachim pachos mashu. V'yamid pas echad shor shnei tfachim u'mashu. Taisus asks Akasha, why do you need four full tfachim? Why can't you just have break that four tfachim up into small posts of lavad? At first Tosis says each one's going to be two. Then later on, Tosis says that maybe each one, did I go to the wrong page? Oh, I'm supposed to go to 17A, I'm sorry. Right? And then Tosis asks the Kasha, why is it that we have our biggest kul in Judaism being that you have a four tefach wall, which is within three tefachim of the other larger wall? Why don't we just say a tinier thing? The old kasha here, yeah, we'll start from the top. The old kasha tfei, dibishne passing shishbucho echad chaiti tapachu mashahu, sagi, demuki cha pachos migimo somach ledofen, viidach muki the pachos migimo somach levishon. Taisus asks, one second, I could even say bigger. You have one full wall, and then you have one tiny post over here within three tefachim of the wall, another tiny post, and that could be your big kula. Why are you telling me the giant kula of four tefachim? Same idea. So v'yesh lomar, so Tosis answers. Mishum damrinam b'sof perakamah de'erivin, d'chol mechitza she'ena shor shesi ve'eriv ena mechitza, v'im hayu shnei pasim she'en b'chol echar arba hevei kemechitza shor shesi. Zot Tosis, the reason why we have to say this case, which is not such a big chiddush, is because the Gemara in Erevin says that a mechitza has to be in two dimensions. A mechitza has to be both shasi and Erev. You need both warp and woof, both vertical and horizontal. If you only have one, it's no good. Therefore, we need a machatzelas. Therefore, we need a mat, because the mat has four different, has two dimensions, warp and woof, right? But if you just have a stick, just have a vertical, that's not going to be good. That's what Tosis says. Now, Tosis is quoting the Gemara on Erev and Tes Zayin Amid Beis. The problem is as follows, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Erev and Tes Zayin Amid Beis tells me, there's a line. Kol mechitza she'ena shal shesiv shal Erev ena mechitza, divrei Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda. The Tanya Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda says that. But we don't paskin like Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda. We paskin that a mechitza even in one dimension helps. And the proof is what we began with tonight, right? We saw that Tosfos on 16b, right? Where Tosfos says, based on the Gemara, they can just have a vertical, vertical, vertical. That's good. So obviously a vertical, 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 that's not two dimensions. Right? Tosfos had the chiddush that verticals are better than horizontals, which we tried to explain based on the Gon Yaakov's idea of what's considered a normal doorway. But how can Tosfos say on Yudayin Amad Aleph that a mechitza has to be both Shasi and Erev? Yes, there is such an opinion. But that's the opinion of Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda. And we don't paskin like Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda. So the Maharsha works very hard on this kasha. And the Maharsha basically says that maybe, right, a mechitza in two dimensions is necessary if you want to do a mechitza of Erev, of horizontal. But with verticals, it's better than horizontals, and then one dimension's good, and he tries to reinterpret Judaism that way. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Resh Lamed quotes this idea. of the Maharsha. And the Magen Avraham says, this is not reasonable. The Maharsha's idea that Mechitza of Shasi is better than Mechitza of Erev, and by Shasi, it works in two dimensions. By Shasi, you don't need two dimensions. It works only vertical. You don't need both, as opposed to what Tosfos saying Yud Zayin. The Magen Avraham says none of this makes sense. Rather, says the Magen Avraham, a tremendous chiddush. Magen Avraham writes that when we say a mechitza in one dimension works, that one dimension is either horizontal or vertical, but that's only if the mechitza is going on all four sides. If I have a sukkah on all four sides, and I have one dimension, either vertical or horizontal, that's good. But if I have a mechitza on only one side, that is vertical or horizontal only, then it's no good. If you have four sides, so we know that's like a paradigmatic mechitza, then we'll be makel that one dimension is good enough. But if you have only one side, then it doesn't help. Two sides, three sides. If you have one, two, or three sides, says the Magen Avraham, then you need two dimensions. It has to be both vertical and horizontal. When you have all four sides, then one dimension is enough. I remember this year, every year, Rav Shechter gives a shir Motzei Yom Kippur and Hilchos Sukkah. The Rama writes that you're supposed to build a sukkah Motzei Yom Kippur. Most of us in Washington Heights don't build our own sukkahs. Rav Shechter Motzei Yom Kippur gives a shir about how to build a sukkah. So this year, he spoke about a lot of the challenges of building a sukkah because of COVID-19, and people want to have as much air space as possible. So some people had this einfall. They had this idea that maybe you'll make, you know how very often you have canvas sukkahs and they have chumrah straps. Now they have like those straps to avoid the flapping that we spoke about a minute ago. So the straps, like little straps, and they're all within lavud, and that counts. It's within three tefachim, it counts as a sukkah. So Shechter said, yeah, like these people want to build a sukkah, and they don't want any canvas, they just want the chumrah straps. That way they'll have a lot of airflow. But according to the Magen Avraham, that will not work unless you are doing that on all four sides. If you want to have like one side of a regular sukkah and then three, one side of a regular wall, and then with three sides, you want to have straps. In that situation, the straps have to be both vertical and horizontal, says the Magen Avraham. This Magen Avraham does not make much sense. I have to admit. All that brain say doesn't make sense. But what are we going to do? The Mishnah Berurah paskens that way. It seems to be acceptable halacha. So therefore, Rav Shechter recommended that if you're building a COVID sukkah, you want a lot of COVID in your sukkah, you're building a sukkah that has, you want to have as much airflow coming through, so you should be choshish for the Magen Avraham that you need both vertical and horizontal if you're doing that on only one, two, or three sides. The only time it will suffice to have only one direction is if it is on all four sides. Again, we don't fully understand it, but that's the way the Magen Avraham develops the idea. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says that our Taisus is according to the halacha. When Taisus on Yud Zayin says that a mechitza has to be both Shasi and Erev, and the Maharsha asks, hey, Taisus, why are you calling a mechitza has to be both Shasi and Erev? That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Erev and Taz Zayin. We don't paskin that way. The answer is, says the Magen Avraham, yeah. That means that we hold on all four sides, it could be one dimension. But if it's only on one, two, or three sides, then it has to be both dimensions. That's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, questions, comments, observations, jokes. By the next year, Mirza Hashem, we'll have a new president of the United States. We have to daven. No matter what your political opinions are, you have to daven that the next president should be good for our country, for the United States, should be good for Israel, should be good for us. There's a lot to daven for. It's not a joke. We shouldn't. Right? We have to daven. It's an important thing. Okay, Chevra, thank you for coming to listen, to learn. And Bezos Hashem will continue this year with the next President of the United States next week. Okay, Kol Tov.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.